Now, you might remember the 2004 documentary Super Size Me, where filmmaker Morgan Spurlock spent a month eating nothing but McDonald's. The film documents the drastic effects on his body and soul. There have been several attempts to emulate his experiment, the most recent here in the Czech Republic, when a man spent a month eating nothing but Czech food in pubs and restaurants. And lost 6 kilos. His diary has now been released as a book. Rob Cameron reports.
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, could I get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal?
A scene from Super Size Me, Morgan Spurlock's entertaining, disturbing, and at times disgusting documentary of life on a Big Mac diet.
You saw these numbers, right? These numbers are outrageous.
Unfortunately, you caused some.
The film inspired a number of copycat experiments, most recently conducted by Lubos Bockstefel, a middle-aged and slightly paunchy man who ate nothing but traditional Czech food, goulash, dumplings, roast pork and cabbage and so on, for a month, and kept a regular diary documenting the changes. The result is a new book parodying Spurlock's experiment called Super Spek Me, Spek being the Czech for fat. He spoke about it to Czech television.
It's a parody in the sense that he ate in America's favorite restaurant and I ate in the Czech Republic's favorite restaurants. When people read the regular updates on my blog, they posted comments saying it made them want to go straight down to the pub and get themselves some Czech food.
Morgan Spurlock put on 11 kilos and his cholesterol level went through the roof after eating at McDonald's 3 times a day, and he says it took 14 months to lose the weight he'd gained. Lubos Bockstefel, whose weight and vital signs were closely monitored by a Czech doctor, says he lost 6 kilos, a somewhat suspicious result given the famous fattiness of Czech food. His doctor, Lukáš Polert, told Czech television there was actually a completely logical explanation.
He promised he'd only eat in pubs. That means breakfast in the morning, lunch at noon and dinner in the evening. When he ate at home or at work, he was constantly raiding the fridge. So yes, Czech food does come out of this experiment looking good. After all, he lost 6 kilos. But it's all about lifestyle. What we eat is a small part of it. What we do afterwards is pretty fundamental.
Lubos Bockstefel admits that since the experiment, he's put on the pounds that he lost in a month eating pub food. He is, however, now a published author, so that must be some consolation.
Thanks, Rob. Now to an era where such frivolous experiments with food were probably unimaginable.